5.
The Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
All right, let's go. Quite a bit to get to today, and I'm totally prepared to get to on this It's Already Friday edition of the Bill King Show. 615-844-5600 on Twitter at Bill is King, and email the show anytime, billisking7@gmail.com. Brad will be with us hour three. That's bradpowersports.com out in Las Vegas. That's every Friday. Whether it's the playing portion of the season or the non-playing portion of the season, doesn't matter. He's with us every Friday. Hour number three. Notice, we do not say off-season. There is no off-season. You're either playing portion of the season or non-playing portion. There's always stuff going on. Yeah, we don't use that excuse here on the show. Never have, never will. Yeah, Brad will be with us in hour number three. Well, it looks like there is momentum, y'all, for the Big Ten. Well, that's not today's new news. Big Ten is in. That's not new news, but Pac-12 momentum is where we are at right now. And also the MAC is trying to get back on the field. The MAC. A lot of people happy about that too. Seriously. MACtion, baby. And of course, a couple days ago, Mountain West started discussing a return. This is going, at least in the moment, everybody, very well. Hadn't been going very well, but it's correcting right now. That's not to say there aren't obstacles that could be presented. I'm not saying that. But in the moment, for the reopen crowd, which I'm absolutely in and endorse emphatically every day on the show, for that side, things are right now winning. Yeah. Lots of winning going on right now. We'll see what the speed bumps that could be presented are down the road, but I like where it's at in the moment. Pac-12 CEOs, that'd be the presidents and the chancellors, meet today. Now, that meeting was already scheduled as a basketball meeting, but with the events of the last, let's say, 72 hours or 48 hours in that window, the discussion about football reopening in the Pac-12 will happen today. Yeah, the CEOs will get down to that today. Probably some basketball talk in there, too. They're trying to figure out those dates. But football now takes precedent in this meeting today with the Pac-12 CEOs. What their ambition is, or what the general ambition is here, and it's going to take some rapid-fire decisions. They can't sit around and wait on this. But if they want to get started, their date is a week later. Their hopeful date, I should say, is a week later than the Big Ten, which would be October 31st. Now, again, that might be ambitious. literally, if they are to do that, and you have your six-week period of contact and the ramp-up and all the terms we use here, you'd have to get that agreement today. And they might, well, yeah, for the season to begin October 31st, and teams to have the full two-week ramp and the 4 weeks of contact, presidents would need to approve the restart today. They're meeting today. That could happen. So momentum out west now. I will repeat for the 50th time probably. I didn't think this would happen. I thought they were probably just sit alone and be happy. They are following along here. I am pleasantly surprised. Yeah, I'm shockingly surprised here. Happy with it. Good with it. I endorse it. So that happens today, on Friday, and hopefully the news out of there is good and they have enough time for the six-week period. Look, if they can start October 31st, I believe the plan is an eight-game regular season, then they can be in line for playoff consideration too. Now, who out there is good enough? Maybe Oregon, maybe. Not many are, but again, you'd like to be in line. If you're the Pac-12, you'd like to at least be available. Even if it's considered by some like Bill King a long shot to get a team in there, you still want to be available for it. And that's the goal right now. We'll see if they can achieve that goal. Some suggest that that's a little ambitious. That might be a little faster than they're going to be able to go. Might be. Might be. I know the ambition, let's use that word again, is the 31st of October. We'll see if they can achieve that. Hope they can. Yeah, I'm hopeful. Yeah, the MAC is talking now about returning. That's also good news. Mountain West. SEC starts a week from tomorrow. Their games. That is fantastic news. Lots of positive energy going on right now. Couple notes on players. Sounds like that the two opt-outs for the Buckeyes, the offensive guard and the DB, they're returning from what we hear, from what's being said out there. That's good news. And, oh, Cade Mays cleared by the NCAA. That's the transfer from Georgia. He's a Knoxville kid. But five-star offensive lineman, went down, played at Georgia for 2 years, and wanted to transfer back home where his dad played, Kevin Mays, and his little brother, Cooper Mays, signed and is a true freshman there right now. He was originally rejected. You can appeal that. NCAA has cleared him. Now, they need the SEC's clearance too, though. And they have not heard, as far as I know, from the SEC. I don't think that will be rejected by the SEC, but that is a formality that has to happen. He is not totally cleared yet. Most are assuming that he will be in short order. That's probably the right assumption, but it's not completely done yet. There's a couple of hurdles. It's not just the SEC, not just the NCAA. When you go intra-league, when you transfer intra-league, then you've got to get the league's permission. They have to say, we are good with this, which I think they probably will. I'll tell you what you do. You ready for the first joke of the day, everybody? Tell them that you'll wear crimson when you're not playing for Tennessee. And Birmingham will clear you. That pretty funny? Yeah, then there's, oh, good. Roll Tide. That's the first joke of the day, everybody. The first Birmingham joke of the day, of the show. I'm sure you're chuckling mightily this morning. Karen says, Bill, eight games should not give you playoff consideration. Yeah, I've had a lot of that. People are saying that. SEC's playing, what, 10? ACC's playing 11. Now, again, we assume they're playing that many games. There could be some. I mean, I want to make sure. I'm on the let's play list. I think that's obvious. But I also know that we could have some ghosts and goblins jump out from the shadows and cause us to lose a game or two, right? Meaning not play a game or two. That could happen. You know what? I'm not going to – Karen, I've heard other people say what Karen said. That's not an unusual thought there. Folks, it's like I told you. I'm not into this year. I'm not into schedule equality. I'm not into any of the noisy stuff, okay? I know many of you are. I'm not. I just want to play ball. Considering where we were and how the Corona Bros there for a while kind of felt like they were winning, right? Considering all that we've had to overcome here, I just want to play ball. I don't give a rip who's eligible or not. If you wanted to say Slippery Rock gets an automatic invite just because of their name, I'd say, you know what? So be it. I just don't care. I'm just happy we're out there playing, man. It's like I told you, when the SEC schedule release came out and everybody was giddy about it, and that's fine. I don't give a rip. I don't care what your schedule says when you play it. I'm just happy you're playing. I don't care who got ripped off in the two additional teams, SEC deal, and who got a break. I don't care. Let's play ball. Let's just play ball. Johnny Vegas, Bill, and he's down on the Emerald Coast. 48 hours later, power has been restored. Happened last night. Restoration of power. You could hear the cheering all over the neighborhood. Things in Fort Walton Beach almost back to, I'm not going to use that word. I'm going to say back to typical. Just in time for college football this weekend. You know, all these years, here is one item I've never purchased. And I've thought about it for 20 years. And that's a generator. Yeah, that's one item that, and we've had our power moments, but not like what they're going through down there. We're fortunate. But Crazy Charlie, not long ago, a couple months back, had power issues out there where he's at. It happens. The lady that has the big farm next to ours had a generator put in that was so big, she built walls around it. It's for a big farm now. I mean, you could hear this thing acres away when it shut on after a huge storm and there was power loss. But you could get them. I mean, I think you can get one for... Depends on the size of your house. If you got, let's just say your typical house is about 3,000 square feet. I would say that's about average, right? Somewhere in there. You'll probably get one for, I'd say, in some of you probably a price. I bet Alan has one. I'd say you could, for a 3,000 square foot house, could you get one for under $5,000? I've looked at them, but never seriously, so I don't really remember. But, and you know what? You're buying a generator basically for something that might not happen once every 5 years. That's the investment, but it would be worth it. I know for me, if I'm without power and can't do the show, then I'm not happy. I'd be happy to have that investment sitting out there, not ever having to work, but once every couple of years, but it's damn well worth it, right? I don't know, though. Have we ever not done the show? Because I don't think so. If maybe over 30-something years, maybe. The flood back in – we had the flood of the century here. Literally, water came up Broadway from the Cumberland River up, if you've ever been to downtown Nashville, up Broadway. That's not supposed to ever happen over a million-year period. And it happened. It got all the way into the downtown arena where the Predators play. That gives you how high the water got. It was in Nissan Stadium. crazy. Flood of the century. And that caused, but I don't remember missing any shows on Sirius. I remember I had to drive around certain areas and take different avenues to get in there, but I don't remember that. And we weren't doing the show back then in the Space Needle. We were doing the show out of Brentwood, out of the Rivals studios that they built for us. So we weren't close to the Cumberland there. Couple things here. I know we need to break. Josh says, Bill, Buckeye players Sean Wade and Wyatt Davis, DB and offensive guard, says Buckeyes and Clemson are without a doubt the two best teams in college football. Who of the two do you expect to be better? Buckeyes versus the Bible Thumper in Council Bluffs. Oh, boy. Right now, I think Clemson's better because they're playing. Is that a good answer? Nah, those teams are so... Josh, we don't need to know. Today is not the answer day for that one. I think those teams are both natty teams, and we'll see. I'm not trying to cop out here, but we'll see what happens when and if they play, which I think they probably will, either in the semifinals or the championship. I would not count out Alabama either. You've got the best that's ever done it heading up Alabama, and he's got lots of talent. Now, are they returning what the Buckeyes and Clemson's returning in experience top to bottom? I don't think so. That's where everybody's got the gap at. And you know what? Fair. That's fair. Tell you what, before I get into that too much, let's take the break. First break here. It's already Friday edition of the show, Bill King Show, Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Watching traffic increase here through Hermitage and Donaldson in the last few minutes on I-40 westbound. Coming past the airport, there is a crash 24 westbound near Briley Parkway. Traffic's in pretty good shape right now, 65, as you make your way up through Brentwood and Franklin. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium Family Edition, Sleep with the Sharks. It's happening this weekend. Check it out at RipleyAquariumOfTheSmokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Keep a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
One of the real joys of growing up in Nashville has been the visit to the flea market. And like a lot of things that are going on in our world right now, stuff has been turned upside down. The flea market staff misses you. They want you to know that. But for your convenience, during this downtime, they have set up a virtual flea market. You can go on the website virtualnashvilleflea.com to get more details. And for more information, visit the website thefairgrounds.com/flea market. Now, where does all of this get into sports? I'm about to tell you. The folks at the flea market will be the weekly sponsor of the Metro Nashville High School Football Report. It'll air each week, Friday, 2:25 p.m. Join us, and when things get better, go visit the flea market.
Are you struggling to feed your family? If your family gets free or reduced price school meals, you may qualify to receive money for groceries through the PEBT program. Visit TennesseeMeals.com or call 866-311-4287. The deadline is soon. That's TennesseeMeals.com, 866-311-4287. Brought to you by this station, the Tennessee Justice Center, and the Tennessee Department of Human Services.
We have more Jeffs than you do. It's the Bill King Show.
Big news today is Pac-12 meets. Now, they were meeting anyways, but football will now dominate the meeting. It was originally going to be a basketball meeting today, Friday, but with the latest news on that oblong spheroid, things have changed a little bit. They'll discuss both. What they want out of football, let me just repeat, and I'll give you very concise cliff notes on this. They need the suspension of competition lifted for fall and winter sports. Right now there is a suspension of competition. That will get lifted from all we're hearing. They need to ramp up to practice approved on a team basis as well. And then shortly thereafter, hopefully within a few days, maybe next week early, start dates and schedules coming, because they need to get going. If their ambition is October 31st, which it is, they got to get going. There is no sitting back and waiting. Now, again, they could say we'll start later, let's say maybe a week into November. If they do that, there's no way to really sync up with the playoffs. I don't think anybody out there is getting in the playoffs anyways, but they'd like to be in the consideration popularity group, right? I don't blame them there. Karen said earlier, eight teams shouldn't be enough to get in. You know what? Now here's an item. Maybe the committee looks at it that way too. I mean, just because they make it and schedule-wise they're synced up, so on the 20th of December, they could be considered. Maybe the committee agrees with Karen and some of the others, saying eight games shouldn't be enough. I mean, we don't know. We don't know what that committee's thinking. They may totally agree with that. I think it's one of two things. I don't think anybody out there is good enough. Or B, maybe they determine that eight games isn't enough. Now, hey, got to be careful with the eight-game thing, guys, because what if SEC teams, like her team's A&M, they're expected to be good. What if they miss a few games? And at some point, you can't make them up. I mean, just if you get a game postponed because of an outbreak and the health officials say you can't go Saturday, so it's determined that the game's a no-go, there's not a absolute 100% chance you get to make that game up. You might. You might well, but I wouldn't assume that. So now what do you say if you're anti-eight games as far as eligibility for the playoffs? What happens when an SEC team gets chopped down, if one does? Not predicting it. I'm just saying you've got to have all these contingency what-ifs in there, right? I just be careful with a one-size-fits-all thing here. I'd be very, very careful with that. I'm hoping we don't have any of that. Perry Mason, I put in a generator back in 2004-05. Best investment I ever made. Says mine runs on propane. Johnny Vegas says, Bill, I do have a generator. Got it 2 years ago. This is the first time we have used it. It's a small, quiet Honda. Just enough power for some fans, lights, Wi-Fi, would run 8 hours between fill-ups. Yeah. 8 hours there. Then you have to fill that bad boy back up. But you know what? I'd be happy to do that. Yeah, that'd be the least of my worries. The Mac is talking about it, too. A lot of people like that Mac football midweek. Tuesday, Wednesday night, something like that. Be awesome. No, Kev. Bill, Minnesota or Wisconsin just cleared high school football to be played in the fall, leaving Illinois and the buffoon governor the only Midwest state to not be playing, and he said he is not changing anything despite numerous protests from high school athletes and parents from around the state. Yeah, it's too bad. I feel for them. Illinois, even though it's not because the University of Illinois hadn't been good in so long. And you got, of course, up in the far northern portion of the state, you got Northwestern sitting up there. But just the state now, it's a good state. Good basketball, good football, good everything state when it comes to players. Really is. Allen, down in Tampa. Bill, we've got a generator and the boss has a 150-gallon tank. Yeah, you told me that. You use that when you travel or when you're tailgating. Heading up. Allen's not going to Florida State games this year. He's a season ticket holder, and he takes his big bus up there, and they park and tailgate, go to the game, have a good time. But this year he's not going. He's going to be watching them all, but he's not heading up that way this year. Probably get back at it next year. If I'm him, I'd just go to the beach house and watch the games from there. That's what I would do. I'd head on down. Take that big bus. Well, he doesn't need the big bus at the beach house, but head down that way, get on the boat, watch a little ball. That's something I'll probably never experience, living in Wilco. Well, I'm on the Harpeth River. I could do that. Park on the Harpeth River, tailgate a little bit, watch a few games, hang out. I don't know if anybody's ever said, I'm going to the Harpeth River to tailgate. Now, Georgia, Lake Lanier, oh, yeah. I've been there. Beautiful lake. I've been there, done that. Very nice. Had a buddy. My first experience down there at the lake, Lake Lanier, was I'm a 70s guy. I grew up in the 70s. So, had a buddy whose grandparents lived in Gainesville, Georgia. Not Florida. Gainesville, Georgia. That's where Tommy West is from, T-Bone West. A lot of folks. Deshaun Watson, just to name a few. Anyways, went down there and spent a few days, drove over to Lake Lanier and had a really good time. That was my first experience. All right, bottom of the hour break. I see the time. Need to break. Coming right back. Presented by the beautiful Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We're looking live at this wreck here involving some injuries. That's 24 westbound near Briley Parkway on the north end of the city. Again, that's 24 westbound at Briley Parkway. The heaviest flow is coming eastbound out of Jolton. 800 block of East OHB in Madison. There's just been a crash there. Celebrate autumn at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest, September 25th and November 1st. All the details at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
With football season approaching, oftentimes I give, quote, gifts to the people. And among the many of you who are not big fans of that segment is my buddy and former BGA classmate, James Warren, who runs Sir Speedy. James, talk to me.
So, George, I've learned if I want to quit losing money, I quit listening to the gifts for the people.
Thank you.
There's no better way to say that. But if you do want a sure bet, come to Sir Speedy Music City for your print, your sign, all your mailing services. You'll always win.
So while you're not a big fan of gifts to the people, you think there are some sure bets out there. So give people some particulars.
Without a doubt, you can get us at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com. Our phone is 615-832-9511 or print at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
And by the way, in spite of the lack of support, there will be gifts to the people in the near future.
A Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Do you like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with at Bill Is King on Twitter or 615-844-5600.
You know, the D1 Council, NCAA, we touched on this a little bit Thursday, have extended the recruiting dead period even more. Now they've gone all the way through the end of the year. That means we're going to have a signing day, commitments, which is December 16th, but it's a 72-hour period. Where at least last several years since they implemented that new date for early signing, most of the players, 70-80% sign then? Some good ones still wait until Feb to do it, but most of them are going early. That means this year you could have people signing having not been on the campus. Now, again, some have gone on their own unofficially. Not many, but some have. But official visits, you can't take them. I had a coach reach out to me yesterday and saying how pathetic this was for the class of 21, particularly the players who aren't the ones getting all the pub. Yeah, the ones who are ranked by 24/7 and rivals, they're good. Right? I mean, they're getting the notoriety they need. Now, maybe they're disappointed because they think they're a star better than they're being ranked, but everybody knows them. They've got their film and everything else. There is a big pool of players every year looking to get an opportunity. Some of them will be really good players that just got overlooked. You're going to have that even more this year. Because the class of 21, think about this. You among all the decades and decades of classes, recruiting classes, dating back forever, right? Class of 21 is getting a lot less exposure just because of the restrictions and everything. Now, they say, well, you bring somebody to campus and their parents, and then somebody's got it, and then they spread it, and, well, can't you test them when they get there? I mean, I would think there'd be some rules, right? You just, why can't you bring in official, maybe limit the numbers, maybe bring in just a few at a time, officials. And obviously they have to pass the temp check and whatever test you want to give them, the COVID test, whatever. It's really unfortunate here. And again, the D1 Council, they are Corona Bros. Yeah, they're in that group. They are for sure in that group. Some of the odds. I think the Miami-Louisville game is the most intriguing game this Saturday. Now, this is from the other day. I don't know. There may be a fresher number than this. I've got Louisville. They're at home now. -1.5 is what I'm looking at here. USF travels to South Bend, Indiana. That's right. They are at Touchdown Jesus, if you've ever been there. If you've never been to that location, you need to do it. You may only want to go once, that's fine, but you need to do it once. Notre Dame's favored by 26. They better play better than they did in that first game. Wow. Again, maybe it was just the first game thing, but Notre Dame, of the name teams, and again, the SEC, Big Ten, they ain't even played yet. But of the brands out there, I thought Notre Dame was disappointing. Now, there were some bright spots. Kyren Williams, Chris Tyree at running back, Isaiah Foskey at defensive end, he wears number 7. Michael Mayer at tight end, he wears number 87. I mean, I saw some bright items for the future that are ready now. But, boy, that offensive line that's supposed to be so good didn't bust a grape for at least half that game. Matter of fact, they were the grape getting busted in that game. UCF is favored at Bobby Dodd by 7.5 at Georgia Tech. So a few of the odds. I have not looked through. Well, yeah, early in the week I looked through them. But hadn't spent a whole lot of time. We'll do that later with Mr. Brad, bradpowersports.com, when he joins us. Brown man down in Orlando. Bill, good morning. I'm watching the U.S. Open and listening to you. Golf and sports radio at the same time, simultaneously, by the round man down there. That's right. Appreciate that very much. Johnny Vegas, Bill, and I'll retweet this. It's a picture of the Emerald Coast as the sun is rising down there in that beautiful area. White sandy beaches of the gorgeous Emerald Coast. I've never heard anybody go down there for vacation and say that, unless the weather was bad, sometimes you'll pick, you know, you pick your dates and then you get down there and just randomly it's bad weather. But I've never heard of anybody who went down there on vacation and didn't say they had a wonderful time. I have a couple times. Once we went to Miami in high school. And this is a family trip. It was actually surrounded by a medical convention, should say, that my dad had to go to. And we all went down there to hang out in Miami on the beach. It rained the entire 5-6 days we were there. Literally never stopped. Eventually, we just went and got in the ocean in the rain. It was miserable weather. I've been down there when the weather did not cooperate at all. Now, that was Miami. That's opposite side there. Perry Mason down in the orange groves of America. If you bite into an orange this morning or today, it's probably off his grove. That's just the way I'm selling it. Perry Mason. Bill, what about Notre Dame USF? Looking forward to that. Can't believe the point spread. Yeah, that's a big number, isn't it? Now, again, maybe Notre Dame plays better game, too. The old, you know, the old coaches saying, which I think is probably, on average, accurate, most improvement game one to game two. The old codgers taught us that many years ago, right? Now, again, if you suck, that might not happen. You just suck week one, and then you suck again week two. But they say, on average, your biggest on the field now, and in game conditions, improvement typically is going to go game one to game two. I think that's probably accurate. It's not altogether the way it's going to work. I mean, we've seen teams pick it up game five. How about that Penn State team a couple of years ago? We've talked about many times. I believe that was 2016, right? Early season, they get killed by Michigan. They lose to Pitt in a shootout. Lose to Pitt. Now, they had some linebacker injuries, but whatever. The score is the score. Get killed by Michigan. I mean, like, what, 45-10 or something? It's awful. They ended up winning the Big Ten. And that wasn't week one to week two either, was it? No, that was, they picked it up. Well, where they historically picked it up was the Buckeye win. That was the big moment. That I think they flipped the switch slightly before that game, but that's officially when the James Franklin era became a parabolic stock there, at least that year. You got to remember, they didn't get the playoffs. That was, we've seen that. Maybe that's not a normal type occurrence, but things can happen that way. Alan from Tampa, Bill, Miami is a total hellhole now. Well, I haven't, have I been to, last time I was in Miami was 2012. And we were doing the show down there for the week, building up the Alabama-Notre Dame game, which turned out to be really not a game. But had a really good time down there. We usually always put us up on, is it Harbor Island, right there in Fort Lauderdale. And it's an easy drive over to Miami Gardens. Easy, easy. I mean, we did our show one day from South Beach, literally on the beach. It was wonderful. It was me and, Heisman Trophy winner, Tim Brown. Fighting Irish. Yep. Sat there for about 3 hours. It was one of the cooler days because this is January, and I don't mean cool weather-wise, but it's in Miami on a typical day. It's 72 in January. This is early January. So it felt like what you would feel like in the spring, right? At least here in where I'm at. No, March, April, late April in the spring could be anywhere from 60 degrees to 82 degrees or something around here. Down there, it's just exquisite in January. And so many people came by that were down there. You know, think about that, those fan bases, Alabama, Notre Dame. How many of those people listen to the show? A lot of them do, from both those fan bases. And it's really cool to meet so many people from both. I mean, Notre Dame fans coming from everywhere, Alabama fans coming down from the South, of course. It was that's one of the funner fan experiences I've had. Just hanging out down there on South Beach, man. Perry Mason, Bill, UCF is going to be the first team from Florida to beat Tech, the mythical national champs. I told you, I got a really nice note from Jeff Collins after the Florida State game. I've known Jeff for a while, but very nice note from him. Cool dude. And I know Georgia fans don't like Tech. I get it, but I want him to do well. I'm biased there. I like that dude. Now, again, I'm not sure what you can get done at Tech these days. I have my doubts there, but I do. I hope he does well. We'll get to break. One more break, hour one, on this Friday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. They wrap up that crash pretty quickly there on 24 westbound at Briley Parkway north of the city. Now there's a crash at Nolensville Pike at Peachtree that just happened in the last few minutes. Traffic's really starting to build now on I-40 coming past the airport here, westbound traffic through Hermitage and Donelson. Celebrate autumn at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest, September 25th through November 1st. Check out the details at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place with the best bowling, games, food and drink, and entertainment? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment is the answer. And with five centers in Middle Tennessee, there is a location near you. All open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Hermitage, and the Tusculum area. And enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville at Circus World, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, Time Freak, a laser maze, a virtual reality roller coaster, and an indoor bungee trampoline. Strike and Spare is expanding their Murfreesboro operations to the old Sears building in the Stones River Mall, with most of the attractions Hendersonville offers. Like them on Facebook for updates on the new Strike and Spare Murfreesboro. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are also the perfect place for your next gathering, from birthday parties to family reunions. For more information, visit strikeandspare.com. Remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Lightning a win away from the Stanley Cup Final, up 3-2 on the Islanders in the Eastern Conference Final. Tampa Bay laying $1.60 in Game 6 today. The total 5.5 over at Rogers Place in Edmonton. In the quarantine bubble, the Celtics are 2.5-point favorite of the Miami Heat. The total 208.5. Heat won game one in overtime. Tomorrow, the Lakers open up the Western Conference Final as a 7-point favorite over the Nuggets. The total 212. Browns laying 6 against the Bengals today on Thursday Night Football at First Energy Stadium, where the total has been bet down from 45 to 44. For VSiN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Tri-State Forecast.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning: partly sunny with a high of 76. Mostly clear tonight, low 52. Sunny tomorrow, high 75. Mostly clear tomorrow night, low 52. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 77. And Sunday night, mostly clear, low 53. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
Jeff 2, Alpha Bean Counter, brings up the ideal kind of week one to week two example. And we've discussed this on the show through the years, various times. The Howard Snellenberger Miami Hurricanes that he got a natty with in 83 started the season losing to Florida 28-3. I believe that was the score. One-sided game. Gators curb stomped the U in that game. U ends up winning the natty. And I think the biggest championship game upset in history, beating Nebraska. Nebraska's 83 team was maybe their best team, including the 95 team. Now, the 95 team has all the stats, and rightfully so. The 83 team was freaking crazy loaded with talent. Miami beat them, upset them in that game. Dr. Tom famously, back then, there were no overtime, so you had ties. Ties were possible. And Nebraska had cut the game to one at the end and went for two. They could have kicked the extra point. A tie would have gotten him an addy. Chose not to do it. I mean, look, critique him perhaps, but also balls of steel to have guts like that. Could have easily kicked it. I think a lot of people would have kicked it, and there's your natty. Yeah, Jeff 2 points out, and Jeff lived in Mississippi for a long time, says the 83 Canes played at Mississippi State in mid-October and won at Scott Field, 31-7. Ron, who is a big Nebraska fan, up in Ohio, brings up something interesting. Now think about this. I've been so happy that the Big Ten announced they're playing that the little individual items like these that he's about to bring up haven't really, well, thought about it, but not much. This could, we'll see. Says, Bill, only about half of the Big Ten teams really want to play. He says Nebraska, Ohio State, Iowa, Penn State, Michigan, Purdue, Indiana. Says hoping the Husker schedule includes these teams only even if they are underdogs in each game. This season is going to be about how many games get played, not necessarily the wins. Well, now, I'll say this, Ron. I think the players at all these other schools like Illinois, Northwestern, Rutgers, Maryland, the ones that we doubt that the front office, we have doubts about the front office, let's say. Not the coach, not the players, I'm talking about the suits, right? I think they all want to play, meaning the players, the coaches, but you doubt the authenticity of the suits? I probably do too. Yes, I do. So what he's saying is they went along with this, but with the tight protocol, 21 days sit out, 5% of the roster, and you got to shut her down. I mean, could that be used by the shutdown gang? Unfortunately, yes, it could. And Karen even brought it up yesterday. Bill, what about the ones who want to play? You think they'll be cheating the other way to maintain on the field? Well, I think anything's possible, but I wouldn't want to get caught doing that. And I don't know. I'm sure there's always ways to skirt the system, but boy, you get caught there, you're done. I don't care who you are. Is it worth that? But yeah, all good thoughts that we need to consider here about this whole situation we're in. Brad will be with us hour number three today. BradPowerSports.com joins us. And again, just to repeat, Pac-12 meets today. Big Ten already says we're playing. Pac-12 meets today, and it's the suits, the chancellors. They call it the CEOs, but that's the presidents, the chancellors. And they will discuss football and basketball, too, because basketball was the original intent of this scheduled meeting a while back today. So today's meeting is not hastily scheduled just because of football. It's going to now include lots of football because of the news, but it's been a meeting that has been on the schedule for a while. And the football reopen will be a huge item there. And they will have to approve this, which the thinking is they will. Now, again, let's get the final outcome, but that's the thinking. And then their ultimate ambition is to be ready by the 31st of October, a week after the Big Ten. That way, at least calendar-wise, they could be in line for playoff consideration. I don't think anybody out there is good enough, but you still want to be considered. You may say, Oregon, Bill, what about them? Maybe. Yeah, we'll see. Will the committee look at them, though, and say 8 games isn't enough? Karen's brought that up. Others, Husker Richie, I believe, brought that up. Cosby Cattleman brought that up. Yeah, the committee, we don't know what the committee will do. Maybe they won't like that. What if you've got Oregon sitting there at 8-0 and Alabama is 8-2, but they win the league? Yeah, they end up winning the SEC championship game, but somewhere in there they lose 2 games. Oregon's at 8-0. What are you going to do? You're going to take the out-of-sight, out-of-mind Pac-12 and give them a slot? I mean, we're heading for some fun, y'all. I mean, I look, call that controversial if you want. It's good radio, baby. That's what I'm saying, man. That's good radio. That's going to make lively radio. What do you do? Tell you what I do. Roll Tide. I go to Birmingham and say Roll Tide. That's what I say. Hour 2's coming up. Omni.